Friday night, November 3rd, 2017, 7 p.m. Bemidji State, 4-2-2 to start the season. Beavers were feeling pretty good about themselves, hosting 11th-ranked Minnesota State Mankato. Fast forward a little more than 48 hours after that game, Bemidji State was licking their wounds. Beavers lost 5-2 on Friday night, got a Jay Dickman hat trick, but still lost 8-6 on Saturday night. How many of you still remember that series back in early November? Personally, I've tried to forget about it, flush it from my memory bank. I'm just hoping to not get a reminder of it this weekend. Bemidji State came home from Michigan Tech a couple of weeks ago knowing they needed 5 points to wrap up home ice in the first round of the playoffs that start a week from tonight. Knowing how good Minnesota State Mankato was playing as of late, of course they wanted to get 5 points last weekend so that this weekend didn't have anything riding on it. But wait, there's always something riding on a weekend, even when there's nothing on the line.
Every weekend, Schultzy, we want points. We've slipped up twice this year, actually at home twice. Mankato in November and Lake Superior State here early February. Bottom line is you want to get points every weekend and you want points going into the playoffs. Okay, we want to play really good, sound hockey. We want to get some points and you go from there. And when you say get some points, I want to win.
The Beavers got those 5 points last weekend because of 2 goals by Charlie Combs and a game winner by Jordan Heller.
Soucier chops it to center ice. Soucier now brings it into the offensive zone. Soucier and Heller. Heller shoots. Scores! Jordan Heller roughs it. The Beavers lead 2-0. What a pass and what a play by Soucier.
It was all Soucier on the forecheck. Causes the turnover. Gets the 2-on-1. Waits. Hesitates. Perfect pass, and Heller, the hometown boy, playing in his last regular season home game with the insurance goal.
For Heller, it's his 4th goal in the last 4 games. Always something on the line. A sweep of Minnesota State might drop the Mavericks to 2nd in the standings. If the Beavers are able to get past Michigan Tech next weekend in the first round, do you think they want a best-of-3 with Minnesota State or a best-of-3 with Northern Michigan? Might be a toss-up. Might not. The final standings on the line this final week of the WCHA regular season.
We know that they're a good team, one of the best teams in the country. But you know what? We're trying to focus on us. We're trying to focus on the way that we play, putting together a full 60 minutes, you know, a whole weekend. You know, we can compete with them. We can win some games. And it's a big weekend going into playoffs, so we're taking it serious. And, you know, we're there for wins.
Let's hope that this one is different than that weekend series back in early November. Beavers and Minnesota State's Mavericks. Produce a pregame show next, right here on the Beaver Radio Network.